Hello, this is Dr. Vanna Goldsworthy, declaring last year report on patient Tyshawn Clark, date of birth 5/6/1976, date of procedure is June 20, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Vanna Goldsworthy, referring physicians, Dr. Saeed Farooq Bashir. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy, a cold biopsy, polypectomy, and cold biopsies, as well as colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy. Indication is family history of esophageal and gastric cancer, comma colorectal cancer screening, comma bloating. Description of procedure informed consent of the team. Period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, oral experience, the patient brought to anesthesia, placed in the lateral position, sedation for anesthesia service, monitor anesthesia care, while lubricated lymphatic video colonoscope, gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus, the Manson direct vision to the second portion of duodenum. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of duodenum, stomach junction, esophagus. The retroflex is obtained the cardiac air resection from the stomach before withdrawal scope. Patients then turn around in left lateral position as the direct exam is performed. A well lubricated lymphatic video colonoscope is introduced in the rectum and a Manson direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the penis orifice, ileocecal valve, and complex results. Period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, basement, and colon fatty flexure. Transverse colon, stomach flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, and the rectum. A retroflex is obtained at the rectum. Period, blast and prep score is graded as a. Comma, good prep. The patient's solid procedure well done and complication findings. At upper endoscopy, there were two diminutive esophageal, mid-esophageal polyps, comma, these were removed with cold biopsy polypectomy, next line. Otherwise, unremarkable proximal mid-esophagus, next line. The Z-line was mildly irregular, 40 centimeters from a bite block, comma, biopsies were retained in all four quadrants. For further evaluation, histology of for Barrett's esophagus in all four quadrants for the Seattle protocol, prog C0M1.5, next line. There was evidence of patchy gastric erythema that was mild, comma, biopsies were obtained in the anterior body for histology and cerebral at H. pylori, next line. The duodenum to D2 overall appeared unremarkable, comma, biopsies were obtained for further evaluation for celiac disease, next line. At colonoscopy, next line, the terminalium, comma, last 5 centimeters appeared unremarkable, next line. There was an approximately 10-millimeter cecal sessile polyp removed cold snare polypectomy, next line. There was an approximately 6-millimeter hepatic flexure sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy, but unfortunately was not retrieved, next line. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhism and retroflexion that were non-bleeding. And were small, next line. There was evidence of hypertrophied anal papillae, next line. Plan, follow-up biopsy pathology, next line. Recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending pass, next line. Follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you. Next line. Discuss bloating precautions with the patient. Next line. Patient does note that he has bowel movements approximately 1 to 2 times a week. Recommend high fiber diet with good water intake as well as fiber supplementation with psyllium daily. And if this is not enough, can add Miralax half capsule to 1 capsule daily in addition. Thank you.